Hello, Starseeds, and welcome to another episode of Rooted in Starlight podcast. And here we are in the full second week of March. We are in one of the more challenging weeks this month. If people have not felt it yet, you probably will over the next day or so. And that is because we have Mars having his final square with Neptune. Keep in mind, Mars is in Gemini. Mars is in his last week of Gemini. He will be moving on March 25th for Geminis, Gemini risings, Gemini moons. If you want to celebrate that, circle the calendar, March 25th. 7:45 a.m., that is Eastern time, Mars will be moving into Cancer and will be done with the sign of Gemini and the energy of trying to power through things when it is trying to also square planets that are in Pisces. We right now are still in Pisces season, and because of that, Pisces and Gemini are signs that square each other. And so not only, I just love this because there's something about this week that I thought it was so Mars to want to have the last square with Pisces taking place while it was also going to be squaring the Sun and Mercury, who are also in Pisces. And they are both at Mercury right now is at 21 degrees. So it is in the orb of squaring with Mars. That will be early in the morning, like at 12:49 a.m. March 17th, so that you could say that's later in the night on March 16th or very early in the morning on March 17th. And again, these are all Eastern times that I'm giving you. But then we have the Sun and Mars. They will be squaring exact at 2:10 p.m. on March the 16th. Mars is still very much in the square with Neptune, that it was exact at 7:39 p.m., actually on March 14th, but you are definitely still feeling that energy throughout today, and you will actually be feeling that throughout this weekend because Mars is actually sitting right now at 25 degrees. He doesn't really start moving again until like Saturday the 18th, and then it's going to be the 26th, 27th. Mars will be at 27 degrees by the time the Sun moves into Aries, and that will take place on March the 20th. So depending on how your week has gone so far, this I needed to just jump right in here with the information because this is definitely a week not to make decisions. It is definitely a week to do more of to really try and do your best to tap into the Pisces energy since we have so many planets right now in Pisces. And that is Saturn, Mercury, the Sun, and Neptune. Because remember, Saturn officially moved in on March the 7th into the sign of Pisces. So this is definitely where you want to be. And Saturn is still sitting at 0 degrees. So actually, it just moved into 1 degrees as of March 16th. So this is where you just really want to kind of be tapping into the energy of unconditional compassion and empathy, and try and veer away from this Mars energy that is wanting you to be combative, to almost be arguing just for the sake of argument. That's one of the challenges with this final square, is that obviously because Mars is direct and it's covering, at this 25 degree mark, it's right at the degree mark that it was when it started this whole retrograde back in October. So it really is the kind of energy where it wants to be able to, just kind of prove it's right just for the sake of saying that it was right, and not really having any, positive outcome or any fruitful outcome exist beyond that. And so this is definitely a week to, if there's yoga, you by all means, do the yoga, deep breathing, meditation, journaling is another good thing to be doing this week, while we try and manage this energy of Mars basically squaring everyone in Neptune other than Saturn, because of the fact that Saturn just moved into Pisces. So that being said, though, one of the things that I did want to point out with Saturn in Pisces, and I do have a separate episode that will be coming out on that, but Saturn in Pisces is already showing how part of how it's going to be operating while it is in Pisces. One of the things that I wanted to share with you is, and I know I spoke about this on one of the previous episodes when I was talking about this move that Saturn was making into Pisces, and that is, Saturn very much is about wanting to test structures. It's also very much about wanting us to build structures that are, viable and strong and are going to last a long time, because for Saturn, that's one of the things that matters, is that endurance, and that resilience and that ability to have something exist over time and not just be something that's, some kind of flash in the pan, so to speak. Saturn is really about, being able to have, these longevity to anything that it wants to put its stamp on. But one of the things to be watching, especially if you're someone that, keeps an eye on the news, is that Saturn in Pisces, one of the literal ways we'll be seeing that play out is Saturn testing the water structures or the man-made structures that we have to contain water. And I felt that that was important to share with the unbelievable weather that California is having. It's just something to be in awe of, that there can be so many different things going on in weather patterns in one state. And what is interesting is that what's happening with California is almost the irony to it is that they're right now, they've just been getting so much rain. They call them these atmospheric river storms because you just get deluged with rain. And so on one hand, their reservoirs are actually starting to come back from the dangerous drought conditions that Saturn, that California has been living under, for the last, year or so. And so that's almost, what a great benefit. But obviously it's so much rain that, for many people, they are being challenged with the flooding and the, being, dislocated from their homes. But one of the other pieces that's really important about this is if you were aware of it, there was a levee that breaked in Parajar. I think I'm saying that right. And the history of that levee that broke this week is that the last time it breached was in 1995, and Saturn was in Pisces in 1995. The dates that Saturn was in Pisces the last time was in 1994 through 1996. And so it's for anyone that's wondering, what might that energy be like for me? You can definitely go back to that period of your life and say, what was going on? What was I doing? Now, keep in mind, what's interesting with Saturn is when Saturn comes back around again, because it takes him anywhere between 27 and 30 years to revisit a sign. What he, the energy that he brings is that, how have you developed since the last time I was here? You know, what progress have you made? Because Saturn doesn't mind slow progress, but Saturn definitely wants to see some kind of progress. And so in the testing that Saturn wants to do, that's part of what it is that he wants to do, is to say, what kind of progress? And then the other piece to that is then also being able, you know, for Saturn, it's also being able to say, what is it that I can do at any particular time, and how can I commit, you know, make a commitment to that? And I think what's challenging, for Saturn in any sign, and I think with Pisces, especially because Pisces is definitely a sign of, creativity and artistic inspiration, you know, one of the things for Saturn in there is it's the good side of it is that it's very much the, let me help you take the ideas or the visions or the, you know, the dreams. And for Saturn, and even for Pisces, the dreams are not just the dream you're going to have, you know, under a full moon or a new moon or, you know, when the moon is in Pisces. It's the dreams that you have of what it is you want to be achieving, of, you know, the dreams that you have of how you see yourself and how you see yourself living, how you see yourself expressing your passion and you know, the things that you know, very much what you have a longing for. That's the energy that both the sign of Pisces and that Neptune itself incorporates. And so for Saturn coming into the sign, Saturn is very much saying, okay, what is it that you're longing for? What kind of commitment have you made for that? What kind of structures and routines do you need to set up so that you can build upon that? And then the other piece for that for Saturn would also be, and where are your limits? Because that's one of the other things. And I think sometimes we, you know, we're big on using the term boundaries with Saturn. And the other word to be able to use for that is also, where are your limits? Because Saturn wants us to be aware not only of what it is we're capable of mastering, but what it is that, and where it is that we may have to say, this is the best I can do. And it may be that this is the best I can do at this time. And so this is what I'm going to be just focused on, with this particular, you know, this particular area of my life, because Saturn appreciates that as much, if not more so, than someone that is trying to just plow ahead and kind of keep hitting themselves up against a wall. And then all you're doing is just getting frustrated. And so it's this two-part energy that Saturn brings of, where do you want, what is it you want to master? Where do you want to make that commitment? But also recognizing and honoring, because none of this for Saturn is about, oh, look at what you can't do. It's about being able to recognize and honor where your limits are so that you don't fall into the trap of, you know, overdoing or, you know, or getting, you know, stressed or depressed or melancholy over the idea that something isn't working for you the way that you want it to. And so that's very much the energy that we're going to see while Saturn is in Pisces. But I wanted to share what was going on in California because I just thought that was really telling that that levee broke just as Saturn has been literally only in Pisces for a week. And it did make me realize that, you know, we've been talking a lot about this being a water sign and, well, how do you contain water? And I thought, well, yes, there's many man-made structures around the globe that contain water. And that's going to be one of the things that I think we'll see over the next 3 years is Saturn, you know, testing those kind of structures. And then in our own personal lives, internally, there will be, the challenge of, you know, what is it that lies within you that you feel you need to be expressing? And that, you know, depending on where Pisces is, that can be any area in your chart. So it can be around relationships, it can be around finances, it can be around, you know, some form of artistic, creative expression. It can, you know, and so those are the kind of things, it could be around education. Those are the kind of things that Saturn will then want to, on a one-on-one and on a personal level, be working with you on, and seeing what it is you want to build and how can you build that and how can you build it to be sturdy, to withstand the deluge or the storms that may come at you. And I just feel like that's one of the ways to really understand Saturn in Pisces. Other than that, like I said, there's definitely not only literally a lot of water in certain areas of this country anyway, but we definitely have this. I know for here on the East Coast, you know, the saying for March is that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. March, though, itself has been very dicey on the East Coast the last couple of years. It has at times been almost the coldest month out of the winter. And we have definitely been experiencing the last week just the winds of the lion of March that kind of has blown through here. So it will be interesting to see what the rest of the month is going to be like, especially as we approach spring. Our spring equinox is just a few days away. That will be happening on the 20th of March, and that will be official when the sun moves into Aries, and that will be at 5:24 p.m., so that is definitely something to be looking forward to. Before we have that happen, though, one of the things that will be happening on March 16th, along with all this energy, this square energy of Gemini, the sign of logic, the sign of versatility, the sign of changeability, the sign of communication, squaring Pisces, the sign of faith, belief, compassion, unconditional service and empathy, mysticism. That is where right now planets are, you know, kind of lined up on the side of Pisces, and, you know, and Mars, they're literally on one side of the table and Mars is on the other side of the table. And the conversation with Mars is very much, you know, Mars being in the sign of Gemini, very much saying, well, this is what needs to happen and this is what needs to be done. And, you know, this is the way it needs to be done. And it needs to happen now, because keep in mind, for Mars, you know, it is very much about that being as quick as possible to kind of get in there, get the win, and get out. And so for Pisces, it is very much about go with the flow, you know, stop and smell the roses, and, you know, take time to journal and meditate. And so this is the energy right now that Mars is challenging. And I feel that on some level, you know, what you're dealing with very much too is just, you know, there's definitely going to be, I think, you know, you're going to have this week, and I say this week, this is going to post on Thursday. And so obviously for some, you're thinking, oh, well, the week's almost over, but this energy, like actually the apex is today and Friday, the March 17th, which will be interesting because obviously for those that celebrate it, March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, which can very much be a day of let's just, you know, drink and be merry. So I don't know what mixing alcohol is going to be like on with this cosmic energy of Mars squaring Neptune, the Sun, and Mercury. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Just keep in mind that, like I said, do not be making any hard decisions this week, because you need to allow things to, you know, you kind of need to allow this energy to build the way it's going to build, let it settle, and move past it to get to a place where you can say, okay, that's the way I was feeling. How, you know, how accurate was that? Was there something that I was just feeling and not really rationalizing? And because you have to keep in mind with Pisces, that's very much the sign of feelings. And so even for the Sun, who is very good at being logical, and obviously Mercury, who is the ruler of Gemini, so Mars is going to be squaring Mercury on March 17th, and Mercury is the one that rules Gemini. So, you know, this is where just understanding the facts, this is a week where you may not understand the facts as well as you think that you do. And that's part of that Mars and Gemini energy of the, well, this is what I know. And since this is what I know, this is what is obviously the way it is, where Neptune and Mercury, certainly those two being in Pisces, but also with the Sun, you know, that's where they could then be revealing, you know, no, it isn't quite like that. And like I said, so the last square that Mars had with Neptune was back in October. So that is certainly a period to look back on to see as far as the themes that you might be encountering over this week that's going to easily take you into, you know, the 19th or 20th of next week. I really feel like this energy is going to be with us through the new moon, because I almost feel like it's that new moon that will start breaking up this energy, that new moon in Aries, which will take place on the 21st. And so I feel like once you get the Sun in Aries, where it will be exalted, and then this new moon coming with it, even though Mars will still be in an orb as far as a degree wise with Neptune, that energy will not be as palpable or as strong as it is this week. So just keep that in mind as you're interacting with anyone that you are coming in contact with this week. And then on a bright note, we have Venus moving into her home sign of Taurus. That is also taking place on the 16th. The 16th and 17th of March are just like cosmic almost cosmic chaos because there's so much going on that it's one of those situations where if you're not feeling energy from one thing, you're probably going to be feeling energy from something else. Because we have one of the last things that Venus will do before she moves into her home sign of Taurus is she will square Pluto at 3:59 p.m. And so that is energy, again, that we're already experiencing. And so Pluto is at that 29 degree mark of Capricorn. And that is just, that's called an anaretic degree. Pluto has been sitting at that 29 degree mark, easily for the last several weeks. I actually believe it's been the last month. I would need to double check that for you. And the 0 degree of a sign and the 29th degree of a sign are the most palpable and energetic of a sign's energy. What you have at the 0 degree is very much what lies as in the potential and the possibility of that sign. And that's partly why when a planet changes a sign, there is initially kind of this elation and just this, you know, this uptick of energy, especially if it's a planet that is directly impacting you with your natal chart. And so the other piece to that is that at the 29 degree of a sign, you're at the end of the degree. And so you're literally carrying all the lessons and all the energy that you've experienced while a particular planet's been in that sign. And keep in mind for Pluto, which travels slowly through signs, it's been in Capricorn for 14 years. So if you've been feeling that, especially if you are a Capricorn moon or a Capricorn rising, and Cancer, you're on the other side of that axis, so you would be feeling this energy too. This is definitely you taking this 14 years of a journey, and all of that energy right now is just sitting in Pluto at 29 degrees. It is not lost on me that the other news story that I want to speak about, because it's really important, because I do remember, if it was not my last episode, it was possibly season, it might have been episode 1 or 2 of this third season. And I was talking about Pluto moving into Aquarius, and you know how, you know, this is going to literally create a new generation because it will be a 20-year stay. One of the things, though, that I did point out that you could find anywhere on the internet is that, because all astrologers are speaking to this, and that is the fact that what is happening right now is that Pluto will move into Aquarius, and that will be official on March 23rd at 8:13 in the morning. And it's only going to be in Aquarius for a few months, which means it's going to sit at the 0 degree of Aquarius. And then it goes retrograde. And when it goes retrograde, it goes back into Capricorn. And it will be in Capricorn for the remainder of 2023. And then it will move back into Aquarius in 2024. I will give you those dates when I do the episode for just Pluto in Aquarius. And then at another point will be retrograding back into Capricorn. And I know in one of my other episodes, I did give the 3 dates that Pluto moves over that 0 degree mark of Aquarius, which is really palpable. And that's going to contain a lot of energy, but so will this 29 degree mark of Capricorn. And the other thing that I have said on various occasions, that I will continue to say, as you know, especially as we're dealing with these major changes with Saturn in Pisces and Pluto in Aquarius, and that is that whenever a sign is moving and getting, you know, getting ready to move into another sign, it starts drawing its energy from the sign it's about to move into. And so when it's sitting at a 28, 29 degree of the sign it's going to leave, it is starting to pull the energy and tap into the energy of the sign it's about to move into. And that's important because what we had that happened on, March 10th. And again, it really just, you know, it just made me stop and realize like, oh, that's right. This is what happened in 2008. And so what we had, that had took place on March the 10th, again, if you were following the news, is that we had this Silicon Valley Bank collapse, which basically does the majority of its business with tech companies and also does a lot with startup companies. And it made me realize that one of the things that's happening with Saturn in Pisces, as Pluto's getting ready to move into Aquarius, is that you are definitely going to have these situations of, you know, Pluto coming in and saying, okay, how solvent is a particular area? And the tech industry is certainly an industry that falls under the sign of Aquarius. And while Saturn was in there, there was certainly a lot of, you know, growth and expansion. Certainly with the artificial intelligence, the AI field of the tech industry. And so what's interesting is that Pluto is getting ready to move in. And I feel like it already is signaling this is part of what I'm going to be looking at once I move into Aquarius. And what that is, you know, Pluto in any sign likes to reveal the hidden things because Pluto is the god of the underworld. And that is what he rules over. And so that collapse very much signaled to me like, oh, this is going to be a whole other area of what we're going to see within the tech industry. And that is going to be, I think there's certainly going to be, you know, a battle now with regulation. I mean, that's been ongoing, but I think it's going to be definitely becoming, you know, heating up and being more profound as Pluto is in Aquarius. But you are definitely also going to see a lot of, oh, here's what goes on behind the scenes. And I think there's going to be a lot more of that revealed with Pluto in Aquarius. And that collapse of the SVB bank really, to me, signaled that because one of the things that was that really just resonated with me for was in 2008 when Pluto was moving into the sign of Capricorn was when we had the last financial collapse that really set everyone in a tailspin within the housing market and finding things out that you had no idea were happening. And so that's something to keep an eye on with that energy. And we will obviously be talking more about that as well as, again, depending on where Aquarius is for you, then there will be a lot of, you know, just personal things that Pluto will want to work with you on. And, you know, being able to say, oh, is this something that is working? Is this something that you need to let go of? Is this something, did you know you had this, you know, hidden gem within you? And so that's going to be something to be able to be exploring. But that being said, what I do think is going to be important to be watching is when Pluto is doing this crossing back and forth between Capricorn and Aquarius, Aquarius to Capricorn, and then back to Capricorn to Aquarius. I just think we're going to see a lot of things that get revealed. I think there's going to be a lot of shifts, certainly in the financial market, because that is one of the things that Pluto rules over as well. And so that's going to be something to be watching for. One of the things I did want to talk about, I did mention that Venus is moving into her home sign of Taurus. So that is a really bright spot in this week that might be tense, you know, tension filled for some. We also have the Sun and Mercury having a conjunction in Pisces. And so this one's going to be a bit tricky because of this square and this energy from Mars. But one of the things with this Sun and Mercury conjunction that would be nice is to be, you know, if you have the opportunity and you just notice things that come up, you know, whether they're thoughts or ideas, even certain feelings, this is going to be a good time. Like I said, journaling, it's a great time to be journaling right now because there's just so much energy happening that it's almost too much to be trying to process within our human bodies. And I think you would need to be running a marathon every day just to try and get out that excess energy. So because Pisces itself likes to be a bit more subdued, that's where certainly journaling and yoga and meditation would serve well with these energies. But with this conjunction, definitely, you know, any ideas that come up for you, that is going to be a good thing to be jotting down and then be able to revisit them once the Sun moves into Aries on the 20th and Mercury moves into Aries. Mercury will be moving into Aries before the Sun. Mercury moves into Aries on March 19th on Sunday. And so something that comes to you, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday with this conjunction between the Sun and Mercury will be a good time to be working with that while we are then having Mercury move into Aries on the 19th and the Sun move into Aries on the 20th and then the new moon in Aries on the 21st. And so those, you know, the ideas or the, you know, the feelings that come up can be something that you can be working with to see as you're not only kicking off spring, but also kicking off the season of Aries and, you know, this new moon month to see if it's something that's viable and if it's something that you actually want to be working with. So I think that's it. We do have one of the things that is interesting with Venus, our planet of relationships, our planet of beauty and art, our planet of attraction, a planet of money. So she's moving into Taurus. It's going to be Thursday night, the 16th of March. But right before she does, she squares Pluto. And again, this is part of why between, you know, the square with Mars and everyone in Pisces, what's important with Venus and so she's in Aries. And so what's important with the square with her and Pluto is, again, being careful about what gets said, so that you're not in a situation where, you know, you could be, you know, hurting someone's feelings or, because again, this is the 29 degree mark. And so one of the things to watch out for with this Venus-Pluto square is that, you know, relationships could get wounded in a way that it won't be so easy to repair them. And so just keep that in mind while we are going through this period. The other piece to that, though, is that is the so that's the last aspect that Venus has in Aries. And then once she moves into Taurus, the first aspect she has while she is in Taurus is she meets up with Saturn in Pisces. So Venus in Taurus will have a sextile with Saturn in Pisces. And that will be, again, that'll be something that will be favorable. And certainly in the sense that Venus and Saturn do work well together when they are wanting to work on something that is going to be long-term. So Venus in Taurus, Taurus is a sign that also is about endurance. Saturn himself is about endurance. Taurus is a sign with purpose. Taurus moves slow because it thinks that, you know, if I plan things out, then I will have something to show for it. And so Venus in Taurus having this sextile with Saturn, that is energy that is really going to be working with us, especially over the weekend and into, you know, into these early days of, you know, the next week with the sun moving into Aries. And so that's a good time. If there's things that you want to be getting done, definitely this weekend is a good time to just focus on that. I would say, and again, I know with the March 17th being St. Paddy's Day, this might be difficult, but I would definitely say as much time as you can spend just enjoying nature and, you know, being with people that, you know, really get you, you're probably going to make out better that way than if you put yourself in larger crowds and are around people that you might not know or, you know, could just lead to more of a less than pleasing discourse. Let me put it that way. But her sextile, Venus's sextile with Saturn is going to be a really nice way, to just say, hey, what is it I want to get done this weekend? What do I want to get done this weekend before the sun moves into Aries, where it is exalted and our new moon starts on the 21st and really kicks off the spring season and the Aries season as well. And so I'm going to leave it at that for right now. One of the things I will put out here right now, but hopefully there, I should be doing a episode for the new moon in Aries. But one of the other things that's interesting with Venus is not only does she get busy with Saturn, but for the new moon, Venus will be conjunct the North Node. So this will be a new moon in Aries where we will have both the sun and the moon together. Venus will be in Taurus, but she will be in Taurus conjunct the North Node. And that, that is certainly something that should, be beneficial during, this, new moon that will be, coming up. And so I'm going to leave it at that. I want to thank everyone that is tuning in and supporting this podcast. If you know of anyone else that would be interested, please share these episodes. You can reach out to me and follow me on Facebook under Tricia Morrissey. You can also follow me under Rooted in Starlight. On Instagram, you can find me at Tricia.Morrissey.31. And for email, you can email me with questions or if you're interested in a calendar, at rooted in starlight, that is all one word, rootedinstarlight at gmail.com. And remember, reach high, for the stars lie hidden in your soul. Take care, everyone.